This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of our great radio stations here in the United States of America. And a special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite and via the internet. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America and keeping us free and safe. And for all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, too, and the construction workers. Plus, don't forget about the bulk mail centers and the mail haulers that are out there bringing the mail to the bulk mail centers. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling. And check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, for a lot of goodies that we've got over there. And let us know what you think. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh, all right. We were talking about the Ukraine and the fact that they came out and made a statement about the DNC trying to buy documents or information about the Trump business dealings, including Manafort, Trump Jr., you name it. But in the meantime, the other side story to this is the fact that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was given money by the Ukrainians while his father was the vice president. What's that all about?
Well, no. There was a particular company in Ukraine, the name of which escapes me, it kind of doesn't matter. But they essentially hired Hunter Biden for $50,000 a month to have something to do with contract negotiations, contract adherence, and then oversight. Something to do with energy. How it even came to this position, came to him or even knew, we don't know. But we think it has everything to do with Joe Biden, the father.
Right.
Anyway, as it turns out, Hunter wasn't even qualified for this job.
Uh-huh.
So you had the essentially the U.S., the Ukraine version of the Attorney General looking into Hunter Biden and his background and threatening to... they was being investigated. So Joe Biden steps in and says, well, hey, I want him fired. Otherwise, you know, certain other things may not happen, like, you know, arms support to the Ukraine because of Russia. Well, the next thing you know, Biden said he wanted this guy fired. Well, he ended up being fired, so Hunter could keep the job.
Wow.
The other interesting thing is, at the end of the, I mean, virtually in the very, very last days, last day or two of the Obama administration, where was Joe Biden?
I think he was in the Ukraine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Uh-huh. Well, we don't know that. And, therein lies, I think, a question for the listeners to help us figure out is why was he there? Then you have this other piece where the Obama White House had called in Ukrainian officials from Washington, D.C., from the embassy in Washington, D.C., over to the White House under the guise of having some kind of, you know, obscure talk or conversation. And when they showed up, that wasn't the conversation at all. It had everything to do with the Trump operation, the Trump campaign, and the request that they were making. Yes. Then you had the DNC who sent an operative, a DNC undercover, essentially operative, to Ukraine to get dirt on Trump and Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
So you had several things going on with Ukraine. Now, in some cases, Ukraine said, no, we're not doing this. Other people in Ukraine said, sure, well, you know, in order for us to be able to get military support and play nice with the Americans, we will see what we can do. So, yeah, there was a lot going on with Ukraine, which obviously with what Robert Mueller was doing with the whole Manafort investigation gives us a little more insight into whatever they were trying to find on Manafort dealing with Trump. There was really nothing there because Manafort wasn't criminally charged or sentenced on anything that had to do with the Trump campaign. It all had to do with stuff prior to that.
Mm. Now, we just had a anti-sanctuary cities bill passed here in Florida. A lot of people are buzzing about it across the country. One of the reasons they're buzzing is because Jeb Bush surfaced to defend the sanctuary cities and not this bill that got passed that the governor is going to sign, by the way.
Yeah, it's just waiting for DeSantis' signature.
Mm-hmm. And we're coming up on a break here, but I want to give Bad Gavin Bob, who is going to ask us a couple of questions, I'm sure, an opportunity to do that, but he just won't have the opportunity to do it right now. And he realized we were coming from the break because he just hung up. So, Bob, call us back right after the break, and we'll take your call. Okay, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. That's for Joe Biden. Oh, boy, I can't stand it. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. What do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. But carry that over into defending yourselves with, oh, I don't know, a knife, a club, a ball bat, a piece of pipe, maybe even your fists. Because when you have to defend yourself, the last person standing is the first person the police are going to be looking at when they show up at the scene of whatever might happen to be when you do have to defend yourself. Now, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, I want you to go to my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the home page, and check out what being a member could mean for you. Now, if you do become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right now, right off the bat. You'll also get the Concealed Carry magazine that's been awarded Best Magazine, Gun Information Magazine, for the past 2 years. And you'll also get the opportunity to get coupons in there every month to save you money on, well, it won't just be guns. It'll be hunting. It'll be fishing. It'll be camping, too. And don't forget that you can also sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, because there's a drop-down window there for that. Now, that's the USCCA logo on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And good luck. We want to talk about somebody in the audience winning one of those free guns. All right. Back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the usual cast of characters in Washington, D.C., and I'm just going to read the headline. Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal wrote an article, and in it she says, the Dems' attack on Barr, likely fueled by his unnoticed warning shot at hearing. Was that the one where he talked about the investigations where there were literally dozens of other people that were being looked at?
It wasn't so much dozens of other people or dozens of other conditions or cases, if you will, that he's reviewing. I don't know that it was unnoticed, because anybody who watched the hearing would have heard what he said. And, you know, if the Democrats, if they don't have a rebuke on substance, then they attack the personality, which is what is happening here.
Right.
None of them, meaning the Democrats, I mean, they're all screaming and yelling because Trump called for the Russians to cough up, you know, Hillary's emails on her server.
Sure.
So what is happening now? Okay, well, now we're finding out just how much the Democrats were colluding, conspiring, actually,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
With not only Russia, because now there's even chatter that the dossier was possibly a Russian production.
Correct.
And then Ukraine. So they're yelling and screaming about Trump when, mm-hmm. in fact, the Democrats, and what they actually did, mm-hmm. was factual, and what they accused Trump of wasn't.
Exactly.
So that's where we are.
Now, the president also yesterday fired back to the Dems about the former counsel, Don McGahn, that it's done. He will not be testifying. Now, are we going to hear executive privilege on that? Is that what's going to happen?
We could. I don't think he's going to necessarily apply executive privilege to Don McGahn. They're just going to rebuke any subpoenas.
Mm-hmm. All
right. And then it's going to go to court. It's going to go back and forth.
All right. Our favorite question asker, I think, is on the telephone. Is that you, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to ask you, and maybe also Blondie. I heard you mention about the old Navy. They're bringing back the keeping the aircraft carrier on duty instead of retiring it.
USS Harry S. Truman.
I'm thinking. Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And they've got a lot of old Navy ships. A lot of them, the battleships, but maybe other ones too. And some of these, rather than building whole new ships, have a specialized mission for these. They could be used as missile platforms, maybe to station off some countries, catching ICBMs in the boost phase as a deterrent there, and or maybe even as a troop stations or something like that. And the second question is, sanctuary cities, national law, that's supposed to be a national law, isn't it? Can't the government hold the officials because they are, in effect, obstructing justice?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. This is a criminal act when they come into the country and they're doing that. Anyway, that's what I got to say.
Okay, well, two questions. I'll answer the first one first because there was
Well, he's right. We've got an awful lot of dry docked Navy craft, for sure.
Well, there was an article in Popular Mechanics. Did you happen to see it about this particular subject?
No.
All right. There was an article there about maybe a month and a half or 2 months ago talking about using some of the mothballed ships, not only for what he just mentioned and you just mentioned, but also for storing illegal aliens somewhere along, a riverside dock someplace.
Yeah, that would take an awful lot of retrofitting in order to do that. But we are using them certainly for some parts. We are working to create contracts with foreign countries, allied countries, I might add,
right,
that they would pay us to retrofit and update them, and then they would buy them from us.
Mm-hmm.
Others have been actually just sunk to create reefs where they need to be created in the sea. So there's lots of opportunities, but we do have a lot that are dry docked. So, you know, I like his thinking on that, and that is, you know, certainly part and parcel of what we are doing.
Yeah, now it's not so much
as for the sanctuary cities, mm-hmm. thing, you know, the sanctuary cities goes back several decades, and this is part what Jeff Sessions, when he was still AG, was suing over, and then, of course, the Ninth Circuit stepped in. That we were no longer going to provide these subsidies or block grants to these cities and or states, but in this case mostly cities, because of their sanctuary city policies. And then, of course, that all got torpedoed by the Ninth Circuit.
Funny you mentioned torpedo. The Department of Defense and the U.S. Navy was using something. It was weighed 8 pounds, and it was 3 foot long, and they would fly over an area where they suspected a Russian sub would be and drop this device into the water, and then that electronically would track the sub where it was going, so we had, like, eyes under the water. Well, right. We now have gotten rid of that program because we actually do have eyes under water, where in some cases we've set up things on the ocean bottom so that we can almost tell where our adversary submarines are, along with ours, at almost any time, anywhere.
We've done that for quite some time. We've pretty much gridded the entire global ocean floor.
Yep, and people don't. Well, we talked about it one time when they were looking for the one of the airliners that went down, that they might be able to find it that way, but that didn't work out to the way. By the way, we are hearing that they did find
the F-35.
Yep. So now we're in a race to get that up. Very briefly, a Facebook story. Facebook, we heard about Facebook jail, this, that, and the other. They have banned, this time it looks like for a long time, Louis Farrakhan, which doesn't bother me, Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos, as well as some others, but those were the big three names that were mentioned. Oh, I'm sorry, Laura Lerner.
Loomer,
okay, was also one of the ones banned.
Yeah, and so what they've done is they have put, Farrakhan incites violence. I mean, and hate. So what they've done is they've taken Milo Yiannopoulos and Alex Jones and said that and essentially put them in the same category as Louis Farrakhan. There's something a little funky about all that, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. By the way, New York City, a report coming out of New York City says that New York City's anti-Semitic incidents have spiked 82% in the first quarter of this year.
Well, I mean, who else can you necessarily thank but the New York Times and what they've been doing? I
sure.
mean, they're clearly anti-Semitic. So I would think that the New York Times owns some of the spirit, anti-Semitic spirit that have been put out there.
So what are you writing about today?
I have no idea. I mean, things move way too fast, but I may do something here on Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela's still moving along. I mean, there's nothing really happening. There's no overthrow of the government yet, but...
No, but it's about to escalate in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and she's right. Venezuela's about to bust wide slap open. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What's happening in Venezuela, said
President Trump, discussing the volatile situation in Venezuela in an exclusive interview with Fox News.
When you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it. And now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
Conservative commentator Stephen Moore, no longer under consideration for a Federal Reserve Board post. President Trump tweeting Moore deciding to withdraw from the process.
It became a kind of character assassination, and I think in part because the left understood they couldn't beat me on my economic ideas.
Moore in an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network's Cavuto Coast to Coast.
I feel bad because I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and the president most of all. He was incredibly nice and kind, and when I told him about this, he understood, but, you know, I'm bummed out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is right here in the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater, Florida. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. Now, they are increasing the size of that campus up there to hold the additional students that are signing up for the courses that they have to offer. And I might also add that they're adding another nighttime program up there in the not-too-distant future in Concord, Mass. So keep in mind that if you are looking to make, $80,000 a year or thereabouts, I'll tell you what, in 14 months, that's where your paycheck could be based on the number that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of aircraft mechanics. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power plant technician as an aviation maintenance technician can be yours in only 14 months of training at National Aviation Academy in Clearwater and Concord.
Now, you'll receive lifetime career placement assistance. The NAA team members are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. And National Aviation currently has just a few openings for the May 31st class that's starting. And for more information on your statistics and funding, how you can use your GI Bill, and how civilians can get funding, student loans, you can check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Well, two former Special Forces soldiers pleaded guilty to drug trafficking late last year and will spend 9 years each in federal prison, according to the sentencing that they just received. Also, a Fort Knox, Kentucky soldier is currently in the Hardin County Jail following an April 23rd arrest in connection with the shooting death of a teenage boy in Indiana. An Army spokesman confirmed that to the Army Times yesterday. Now, the Army has decided to outfit all of its brigades equipped with double V Hull A1 Stryker infantry carrier vehicles with 30-millimeter guns following an evaluation of the vehicle equipped with the cannons in Europe. That's not a bad idea. And a security incident temporarily shut down two entrance gates at the Fort Eustis, Virginia military base yesterday. By the way, the Army is also working on a powerful new 100-kilowatt laser system to defend against enemy missiles, artillery, and drone swarms, but will eventually have to make it smaller and lighter to be able to deploy. Now, the Navy, not to be outdone, the Chief of Naval Operations, nominee Admiral Moran, said that the Navy plans to increase the fleet size and the number of personnel in uniform. Now, paying for it is going to be a major concern, and how they're going to do it, who knows? They're going to go up to a 355-ship level, so we'll see how all of that plays out with all the numbers that we have to work with. All right, let's drift down over to the telephone line here. Let me see. I believe that's Ian. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, mm-hmm. I want to voice an opinion, a fact, and a little history lesson. And I am so glad you mentioned Jeb Bush.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand this guy, and I'm sorry I voted for him. At any rate, you get around town like I do. You ever see a lot of Central American, Mexican-type-looking people riding bikes and walking?
Sure do.
And you see them at bus stops?
Sure.
And they're adults. They're grown mm-hmm. up. You know why? Because they can't get driver's licenses. So they got to walk, ride the bus, or they ride a bicycle, okay, mm-hmm. to get wherever they got to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You know that after Jeb Bush was safely reelected to his second term of governor, in late 2002, early 2003, he tried to give illegal aliens driver's license. I remember it like yesterday
mm-hmm.
because I drive for a living,
mm-hmm.
and I drove for a living back then. At any rate, the Florida Sheriff's Association raised unholy hell and put the kibosh on it.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, we would have had illegal aliens getting driver's licenses. Now, I don't want to share my country with them, and I certainly don't want to share the roads with them because they don't buy insurance. They do an accident, they hightail it back south of the border, and they escape from the responsibilities. And, oh, by the way, if you
right.
drive for a living, you got more competition out here because if they bring in more illegal labor, I don't care if you're doing what I'm doing, Uber, Lyft, FedEx, UPS, driving an 18-wheeler or a tanker truck, whatever. If Jeb Bush had been successful in giving them driver's licenses 15, 16 years ago, it would have been a catastrophe for us. That's
yeah.
what Jeb Bush thinks of you, folks. That's what Jeb Bush thinks of you regular American people, bud. He likes illegal aliens even to this day more than he likes you and me. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, and thanks, Ian. And by the way, we did have one heck of a mess when NAFTA first started up and the Mexican trucks were allowed by a technicality to come, say, from the Mexican border to Miami or to Tampa or to Jacksonville or to Orlando, because the Mexican teams would ride two, three, and four to a vehicle. And by the way, sometimes it would be two husband-wife teams or boyfriend-girlfriend teams, at least let's put it this way. The muchachos would have the muchachas with them, whether they were married or not, whatever the deal was. And they'd pull into a truck stop to buy fuel, not knowing how to use the fuel cards they were issued a few hours before. And what a mess. What a mess that always was, watching that. It's gotten better since, but the technicality was they could use an American address, even if it was a post office box, to get their American authority on the U.S. side of the border, even if they were from Mexico or they had a relative that lived there in a border town, and they'd have them as the business address to get their ICC authority, and then, boom, away they'd go. Made a big mess for a while. A lot of wrecks out there as a result of that. And they finally had to clean it up and say, look, some of these runner wreck trucks can't come in here anymore, and the drivers have got to be able to read, speak, and communicate in English. And if they can't, too bad, so sad. So there you go. But the other thing I was going to mention here very quickly was, did you hear about AOC? She was being questioned, asked questions about Venezuela. Then somebody spoke up and said, who do you support in Venezuela's conflict? She didn't give an answer. Her answer was a non-answer. She said, well, I have to refer you to our caucus for that. So how can you not say who you're supporting in the Venezuelan conflict? Is she supporting Maduro? I hope not, but I'll bet she is. Simply because he's a socialist and she's a socialist. By the way, New York Times has a report out today that a close confidant of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro, who was indicted, aided Hezbollah in Venezuela, helped them get a lot of things going there. Hezbollah has quite a presence in Venezuela, whether you know it or not. And that's Iran. And they're another mix in all of this that's there in Venezuela, Hezbollah. So it's not just about the Cubans. It's not just about the Russians. It's not just about the Chinese and the Iranians. It's also about Hezbollah and the Bolivians. Because he's got the support of the Bolivian Black Shirts, they call them, which is a very ruthless police organization that just goes around beating up people and laying them out on the street. And we'll talk about that when we come back in the next segment with Chris Markowski, who will be in talking about different things. By the way, I got a couple of interesting stories there. Big Tech, story about them. And Warren Buffett, story about him and what he's up to. So here comes the music. Chris Markowski coming up next right after these messages and this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across the U.S. of A. And we thank you for tuning in, and a special shout out to KSLM, Salem, Oregon, 1220 a.m., FM 104.3. Welcome aboard. Thank you very much.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been in business for 36 years. They are a family-owned Christian business, and they've been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service for that length of time. They also offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry at amazing prices, and all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, get a 10% discount off whatever it is that they make or they have in stock. Now, they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, if you want something made, something special, go to their website, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. To take a look at the thousands of available items they have there and see what it is that they can do for you. Now, for special requests or just general information, give them a call at 937 937- 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, and they are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch as well as the Edwards Notebook. All right, joining us right now, live from Manhattan, sort of, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. How you doing?
Good morning.
Okay, well, I said Manhattan, but you're close enough to where you might as well be. How about Warren Buffett? He's revealed that his Berkshire Hathaway Investments has bought a bunch of money in Amazon stock.
Yeah, he's slowly but surely investing in various different things. He's got quite the cash stockpile right now, and he's looking for various different places to put it to work. And one of the things that he looks for when he invests is he looks for companies that he feels are protected. They're kind of walled in regards to being the leader within an industry, and there's really not much that can attack them. And Amazon has managed to put itself into that position, and he's decided to start acquiring some position in it.
Now, when you went to college, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but you waited tables and did all that when you were in college, right?
A little bit of everything, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I don't feel sorry for these kids, but Temple University, a study by the Hope Center, acknowledged the fact that half of the college kids ran short of food money last month because they were doing too much partying.
Okay, well then you know what? Learn how to balance your budget a little better, I guess. I mean, that's silly. I mean, I don't even know how they come up with these studies, honestly. And who pays for these things? College kids being irresponsible. Wow. That, you know, more news at 11, I guess.
I don't know who pays for it, but somebody obviously did. So there you have it. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce used to be a pretty influential organization, correct?
It still is. I'm not a big fan because it's basically a lobbying organization for big business here in this country. So, it's still quite powerful.
Well, they are still quite powerful, but the Wall Street Journal says they're getting less and less powerful as time moves on.
Yeah, I mean, they still have, there's still an influencer, still a mover and shaker out there, but I have these big lobby groups out there, the U.S. Chamber being one of them. Again, the companies that make up the U.S. Chamber are, it's big business. And I don't necessarily believe, and it's my opinion, that they do the right thing by smaller businesses in this country.
Now, are we importing in the United States any pork from China, do you know?
I'm not sure. I would assume some.
I hope we're not, because a pig Ebola virus is now sending shockwaves through the global food chain because it's originating apparently in a portion in northeastern China where the pigs are coming from, being processed, and the products are being shipped around the world. I would not at this point buy anything that's got pork attached to it from China.
Yeah, I read that headline this morning and I didn't get a chance to fully get into it. If there's a certainly if there's a threat to the food supply, you're going to see shutdowns. The Food and Drug Administration will shut that down almost immediately. I mean, we remember back when there was the instances of mad cow disease and how various different places around the world where that came from. Even though it's actually American beef, we weren't allowed to ship for an extended period of time to different places around the globe.
Now, did you see where the Senate, the Republican-controlled United States Senate, there's a bill that's being proposed to block pensions for child molesters?
I did not see this bill.
Just showed up.
Yeah. Okay. I think there'll probably be some constitutional issues, and there'll be some people fighting that, but I already gave my solution for child molesters. I explained this here on the program. I thought that the United States should take all sexual offenders and people like this. We should buy Greenland, and we should send them up there, and we could put cameras up, and we could see how they live, and they could come up with their own reality show, and that'll pay for the entire thing. But I want them out, too.
And, folks, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is simply watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, and see all the different things he has to offer. Now, a Reuters poll came out a couple days ago, and in the poll, more people are talking about and doing the buying of gold. Gold buying has hit a six-year high on the turmoil around the world. And I know you have an idea about gold that people shouldn't just jump into it.
Well, I don't know, you know, who's buying it or what's buying the individuals or what. You know, some people like to use it as a portion in your portfolio as a hedge. The crazies out there go all in and decide to buy themselves a safe and, you know, stuff it with gold coins and gold bars. Good luck with that, because it's not very wise.
Now, there's a company called INSYS. Have you heard of them? INSYS?
Yes.
Well, their CEO, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Kapoor, has become the first CEO convicted, get this, of opioid racketeering.
Well, listen, this is going to be a new big thing. We also talked about the Purdue Pharmaceuticals here in this country, and we're going after actually foreign countries as well in regards to fentanyl and the shipping of that. It's a major problem. I don't think. And we talk about it from time to time, but I think people fail to realize just actually how big it is, the amount of people that have been killed here in this country by opiate abuse. I mean, the numbers are gigantic. You look back to the old cocaine epidemic, and you can't even compare as far as deaths are concerned. It's really an issue right now, and unfortunately, I don't think, as big as it is, and how will we know about it? I don't think we're doing enough.
And we are talking to Chris Markowski. He's the host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and also go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more information about him. Okay, investors are saying no to the U.S. bank-led pot stocks that are out there.
They've gone up quite a bit, though, Matt, over for a period of time. They really have. I think people are a little bit concerned in regards to how far this is going to take and how many states are going to end up adopting legalization of marijuana laws. I know that Las Vegas just announced that they're going to allow pot cafes in Vegas, which makes sense. It's Vegas, crying out loud. It's going to be one of those industries that's going to have its ups and downs. There's also the concern in regards to money getting into the banking industry and the Fed response in regards to that. So it is a growth industry without a doubt. It's going to have its ups and downs.
And Google has just spent hundreds of millions of dollars on content review.
Content review. Oh, basically, is this you're talking about
self-policing?
Censorship?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, that's another hot topic. Europe has gotten, certain countries have gotten very, very strict in regards to what can be posted and what can't be posted. It's a pretty big, Facebook in particular, some pretty big Facebook sites got shut down.
Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Mayo Yiannopoulos, and Laura Loomer.
Yeah, so, I mean, certain sites are basically taken upon themselves. I think they're going in the wrong direction. I'm one that believes in free speech. And I don't care if you don't like what somebody has to say. They have the right to say it. You have the right to ignore it.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll talk to you on the first part of the week. So have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check him out and find out all the different things that he's all about over there. Now, we're coming back. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, will be with us, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.